Ladles and germs, welcome back to After Class with Dom. Now I'll tell you something. It's our last show. It's our last show of the season. And I am as bummed as you are. Don't get me wrong. I am so depressed. Not because of essays, not because of anything outside of this show. Because of you, the listener, listening to us. And I say us because we have special guests. We have special guests right here in front of us. They're my roommates. Why don't you introduce yourselves? How are you guys doing?
My name is Ethan James Atkinson. I'm 18 years old and I'm 6'4", and I'm really jacked, and I'm very excited to be joining Dominic on his radio show today. I'm
also with fantastic.
The roommate who I lived immediately next to, Adrian.
Introduce yourself. Adrian is on the opposite side of his wall. And what does he have to say?
What is up, everyone listening? My name is Adrian. I'm prepared to have a nice little conversation on this today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. They are so pumped. They came up with me jumping up and down like Christmas morning, and they said, "Can we do the show? Can we do the show? Can we do the show?" And I had to do it. I was like a parent in that situation, and I had to do it for them because their eyes were gleaming.
I tore both my Achilles jumping up and down for this.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
Ecstatic.
So, not only are they my roommates, but also they are my business managers. They are the ones who have been promoting this show for long enough. And if you watch this show because of them, go to my Instagram handle, @Dermonic, and DM me that you watch the show because of them. Don't DM them. Don't DM them. DM me.
DM me if you're hot.
DM them if you're hot. If you subjectively think you are hot, then go ahead. Be my guest. Now, here's the thing. Do you even know what the hell is going on with the show?
I listen to the show every week. Of course I know.
Name exactly what topic I talked about last week.
Last week, I didn't listen last week. I was doing an assignment last week.
Okay, how about the week before that?
Well, I wouldn't even remember because it's just like...
Oh, yeah, it was so long ago.
Dominic, I do listen in the background, I promise.
Oh, of course.
What is this Ethan slander on
this
podcast?
This is Ethan slander right now. But here's the thing, right? Specifically Adrian. I know that for a fact, that Adrian has been playing a specific game for most of his days, day in, day out. I hear him 2 a.m. screaming at the top of his lungs. No, that's the other roommate. No, you're more calm. You're more calm about it, but you still get tense on the setup. What's that game?
It's called Fortnite. It's a free to play.
Fortnite. What an interesting concept. I've never heard about that game before. Could you explain that to me real quick?
Yeah, so based in 2017?
17.
Yep. It's a battle royale game. It originally had two modes, actually, Save the World and Battle Royale. But now it's just Battle Royale and a little bit of Save the World. On the
I'm board. Bored!
You gotta say with more enthusiasm. You gotta really sell the game.
You gotta pitch this to me.
It's Fortnite, bro.
Dude.
It's Fortnite. Dude. Everyone knows Fortnite.
Everyone knows Fortnite, but you're not selling me on this game. It makes it sound like it's for babies.
It is for babies now.
You aren't wrong with the new patches. I do agree.
My second cousin is 4 years old and he plays Fortnite.
Yeah, and he's bad at it.
He's actually insane.
How good is he at building?
He's amazing. He's actually like a really tall 4 year old, though. He's like 5'10" as a 4 year old.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, they grow fast, don't they?
Yep. They do.
For the audio listeners at home, he is shaking his head right now. He is disagreeing with what he's saying right now on the show.
I almost just said something inappropriate.
And I put his hand on the Bible, and I said, "You have to tell the truth on this show." And he just told a lie.
I'm a very convincing liar, actually. I'm always working on my craft.
Man. Pathological.
That's not pathological. I do it for fun. Yeah. One of the dons yesterday in our building, I literally convinced her that my dad made $60 million a year, and she genuinely believed me.
Doesn't your dad do that, though?
No. That is not in quant finance. Don't do that in the mic.
So a listener from our show has said the music is too loud. And I have to say to them, that's fair.
You have a volume knob on that.
There is a volume knob, and I could turn it down, but you can literally just turn down the volume on your own device. I don't see why you have to say that to us.
Is the music playing over our voices?
No, it isn't right at the moment. But we will go into an interlude eventually, and then I'll play some more music. And I'll purposely crank it to full blast for them, personally, just to spite them.
That is very
ruthless. Love my listeners.
You love all your listeners.
I love every single one of them individually.
Do you know all of them?
Yep. By name and by art.
That's serious dedication to the craft.
Yep. Every day I go, I no, and I'm not doing it. They're trying so hard. They're trying to shut me down.
What got you into the radio, though, Dominic?
What got me into the radio? Here's the thing, right? I feel like when I'm talking, most of the time, people usually say, what? I don't make my voices heard more than I should, you know?
It's funny, because you actually have an extremely pleasant voice to listen to.
I do have a pleasant voice, and I thank you for that. I do.
Of course.
Angelic, some would say.
It's very smooth.
You guys are flattering me. I don't appreciate this. I do not appreciate this.
It's like Louis Armstrong.
Could be a voice actor, for real.
That's funny. Yeah. I'm gonna play that one song. You know the one. Anyway, so yeah, I think the main reason why I did radio as a whole is mainly due to the fact that...
Mainly due to the fact that what, Dominic?
What?
For the audio listeners at home, Adrian's literally staring at a wall right now.
I'm concentrated. I'm locked in.
He's locked into the
I'm focused
right
on
now.
This conversation and only on this conversation because there seems to be other distractions.
Oh, yeah. I wonder what those distractions could be.
The Lightning McQueen behind us.
There is a Lightning McQueen behind us. It's very...
Seven-time Piston Cup champion.
I've heard him whisper in the night every single time I come here. I have to shut him out.
That is crazy.
He says, take off your skin. And I have to say, no, I can't do that.
Can't take off your skin for McQueen, huh?
No, I can't. No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to flay myself. I'm sorry. We got off topic. The reason why I'm doing radio is mainly because I want to present myself better. I want to make sure that I can actually, like, get my opinions out, you know?
That's so real.
Like, I feel like most of the time, you know me. You know, like, what happens when I'm talking to roommates.
I do, in fact, live with you, yes.
They constantly, like, talk to me about this one subject, and the only thing I can say is, yeah, oh, yeah, that's cool. Wow, that's crazy. When they're talking about, like, the war between, like, China and Taiwan or something like that. I'm like, whoa, that's crazy. They're doing what? Most microchips? That's wild.
Yeah, but if they, most of the time, that's just Curtis babbling.
It is.
That
yeah.
is. Curtis does like to talk about that it stuff. That's yeah. our other roommate.
Like war and
I love the guy. I love him
politics.
To death. But
you love Curtis to death?
I love all you to death. But, like, the problem
I don't think I love anyone to death. Other than my mom.
I love Gabriella to death. If you're listening, please.
That is crazy.
No. What? Here's the thing. So I'm trying to fix that. That's the main thing. I feel like this could be the antidote to just me, like, sitting there in the corner.
Expressing yourself more. I really do
yeah.
see the vision.
Yeah, I do. And I generally also believe that I'm, like, an ambivert. And everyone keeps saying I'm an introvert. And it just, whenever I say it, I clench my teeth. I'm enraged. Every single time someone says, oh yeah, you're just a shy guy, don't worry about it, you gotta come out to yourself as your own. I'm already my own. I'm a person. I'm a human being, you know.
It's actually very fair, because I don't actually really feel like you're introverted. I just feel like you're okay, like, doing your own thing.
Yeah,
but exactly. Also, I've never really seen you as being shy, you know. You're always
I know what I need to say when I need to say it, and obviously I need to say more, but at the same time it's a balance.
I think, though, like, no offense, but you do have a lot of, like, niche interests, which is really cool, but it's kind of hard to talk to some people who don't really have any interest at all about, like, niche stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like that's another thing as well that I'm also trying to fix, because there has to be some connective tissue, you know?
That's very true.
Like, look, the Pizza Tower, for example, right?
Pizza Tower. Throwback to the first show.
Deep.
Like, that first episode... I was babbling about Pizza Tower. I know that you said to me, personally, I didn't know what the hell you were talking about.
You're talking about, like, pizza songs and whatnot. I don't know what the hell a pizza song is.
Yeah, no, I was babbling. It was because it was my first episode. It was the pilot. And that's why I never uploaded that one. I never showed that one to anyone in the public. I don't think anyone even watched it.
I was there. I watched
it. You watched it.
Yeah.
And I think maybe Adrian for, like, 10 seconds. I don't know.
Yeah. I was listening. Don't worry.
Yeah, you were listening. But I feel the main... takeaway is that there should be some connective tissue between, like, Pizza Tower and, like, the most, like, modern, like, I don't know, if you're into, like, JRPGs like Final Fantasy, or if you're into, like, FPS's Call of Duty, that kind of thing, you know?
Baseball.
Even Clash Royale games like the Clash of Clans or even like games, Fortnite or anything like that, you know?
Mobile games are just easily accessible.
Everyone has them. Phone. They're free. I should make an episode about mobile games. Yeah, I think that's a very good idea.
I remember one time you were talking about Plants vs. Zombies. That was a mobile game. I chopped it up back in the day.
And I was talking about very topical topics about that specific game. Because the company that owns PopCap, I hate them with a burning passion.
No, I listened to the whole segment, actually. I thought your take on... Because I actually did play Garden Warfare. I did love that game, so just wanted to throw that out.
I've only seen some other people play Garden Warfare, and that's a banger. And Adrian doesn't know what we're talking about, but that's
Plants vs. Zombies, yeah, but Garden Warfare.
Yeah.
What the hell is that? For some nerds.
Think about Call of Duty. Nebula. But replace the zombies. replace the zombies with zombies, and then replace the people that are fighting with sentient humanoid plants.
Various garden plants
that are going at war with the zombies.
Isn't it funny though how like the first plant they thought of was the pea shooter?
The pea shooter, exactly.
That's like dumb though. Why wasn't the first plant you thought of like an apple or something?
Yeah. Like
shooter.
What do you think vegetable? You don't immediately
what? What is an apple gonna do against some zombies?
It'll blow up. It's a bomb.
It's a bomb. Yeah. I mean,
it's a bomb.
Yeah. Cherry bombs are bombs though.
Yeah, cherry bombs are bombs. Yeah. Yeah, but I think when you think of vegetable, what's the first thing you think of?
Celery.
I'm not gonna say what I was gonna say. carrots.
Carrots, exactly. Yeah,
that was a good one. Not appropriate for school radio, though.
No.
If he weren't under legally binding contract, I'm sure that would be a great hit with all the people.
No, it would have been hilarious. But
that would have been hilarious.
Not a bad person.
I don't know why. My first thing is pumpkin, probably because Halloween was so recent.
I do not think pumpkins are vegetables.
Vegetable, and you think pumpkin?
I'm pretty sure pumpkins are actually fruit.
I don't know. Are gourds vegetables?
I think that. Some gourds are vegetables. I think that pumpkins specifically are fruits. Do I have to look it up? Because I'm like...
Well, I think veggies, I think just like greens, but like not good.
Kale. It's like kale is nasty, though.
It's not.
I hate kale.
A pumpkin is, in fact, a fruit.
That's what we got.
Dang, so he is right. Our fact checkers back in the back rooms are doing a fantastic job.
I'm just... cracked at understanding what the difference between a vegetable and a fruit, I guess.
Yeah, well, I mean, hey, if it has seeds, I guess, I don't know.
That's actually exactly what it is, yeah.
Yeah. The thing is, though, is that by that definition, tomatoes are fruits.
I don't subscribe
by that.
You don't subscribe to the idea that tomatoes are fruits?
No, I don't.
You don't have to subscribe to it, though, because it's objectively true.
It is objectively true. Like, it's classified as true, but, like, would you put a tomato in a fruit salad? Would you do that?
That's not actually the basis for making an argument that tomato is a fruit, though. That's not the argument.
It's a fruit salad. It's a fruit salad.
To be honest, though, like, I wouldn't put a lot of fruits in a fruit salad. Like, I wouldn't put pumpkin in a fruit salad. I'd only put, like, grapefruit, maybe. Grapes.
I feel like you'd have to put fruits you enjoy in a fruit salad.
Yeah, I think like, if somebody wanted...
And that the community enjoys.
Would you make it... Would it not be a fruit salad if you put carrots in the fruit salad, though?
No, it'd just become a salad.
Vegetable salad.
Yeah.
A vegetable salad. When I think vegetable salad, I think a bunch of...
Think of what?
Think of, like... Broccoli.
Back in the day when, like, kid shows used to make broccoli, so try to, like, make it sound so hype?
Sounds so hype.
Yeah,
I actually always like.
You're
broccoli,
trying to make though. Like big trees. You're eating big trees. You're chomping on big trees. You know.
I just think of Daddy Daycare when he's part of an advertising agency trying to sell nutritious cereal to children, and him and the other dude, Eddie Murphy and whoever the other white dude is, they like dress up as broccoli and carrots and they're trying to sell cereal to kids and it's disgusting. That's literally all I think about when I think about broccoli and carrots together.
Yeah, I mean. That's the thing, right? You don't think of broccoli as an actual food.
I do actually like broccoli, though, to be honest.
I like cooked broccoli and raw broccoli.
Did you grow up in a family, though, where they put, like melted American cheese on it, though? Or, like, Cheese Whiz? Cheese Whiz broccoli?
That takes away the point of the broccoli. I don't see the
it's a vessel for Cheese Whiz?
Yeah.
It just seems so disgusting to me.
My grandma loved doing that stuff. My grandma was an interesting lady, though.
Like the white broccoli.
Cauliflower
is nasty. I wouldn't eat cauliflower.
No.
There's
ways to prepare it, I guess, but...
Funny.
Cornflower?
Cornflower,
dude. Did you know that apples originated, like, all the fruits originated from apples? Like, obviously, there's pineapple, right?
Yeah. But it's like Adam and Eve, right?
Yeah.
And apple.
Yeah.
And a lot.
Oranges used to be called.
Religious now?
Yeah. I think oranges used to be called, like, smooth apples or something.
Smooth apples.
Yeah.
That's very interesting, actually. Yeah. But it's actually funny that they named them oranges because they're literally orange.
Yeah. So. They are literally orange. And it works out like that because English is the Frankenstein of languages.
It's actually very fair because it's. Yeah. Heavily influenced by many languages.
Yeah, it's just you put a bunch of them in a crock pot and you just boil it for like a few thousand centuries.
No, yeah, thousand centuries.
No, like a few centuries.
Thousand centuries.
A thousand centuries is like the dawn of Jurassic Park or something. I don't know.
Well, Jurassic Park is a new thing though, so.
Jurassic Park is OG when Jurassic World is the new one.
No, but relatively speaking to the history of everything, Jurassic Park is...
It's relatively,
so
yeah.
Jimmy thinks it's like Jurassic, so like
Jurassic
era.
Period. Yeah,
yeah, Jurassic, okay. Jurassic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah, but I feel like that's pretty historic.
Yeah.
If you ask me.
Yeah, I think so. Like
the dinosaurs.
I don't even believe in dinosaurs, so I'm not going to have this conversation. Dang. All fake.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
But like, what about the... What do you mean you don't believe in dinosaurs? There's skeletons and stuff.
That's just abnormal formations.
No, but Satan put them in the ground to trick you.
Satan put them in the ground to trick me.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like
what if I'm rocking with Satan though?
Fossils. Represent.
Then you're one of the band members for AC/DC, and you're cool.
Dinos.
To be honest, I don't even like AC/DC that much. They make music for like
Reachers.
Yeah.
Old white dudes, and it's not even like they have some good songs, but I feel like it's kind of like the most corporate. 80s rock band I can think of is AC/DC.
No, I think it's Rolling Stones. No.
First of all, Rolling Stones is not 80s. Second of all,
Rolling Stones is like all time. They're still making music.
The new music is not. I don't subscribe to the idea of Rolling Stones new music.
Yeah, it's not. They're like, still making music, but like they're old. They don't know like what's going on.
But
anymore.
you look at like their classic albums though. Those stand the test of time 100%. I don't care what they're making now. I don't like view that at all. Like Pink Floyd. When they lost like half their band, and it was like just like Richard Waters and his girlfriend making music, that's not cool.
Yeah,
like the Division Bell is not like an amazing album, and they got so many other classics.
Yeah, I think that like most rock bands in like the 80s had their one time, and now they're done. They're just like fading into non-existence. Like, and only like a few like people who are fans of those like specific albums, not fans of the band anymore.
Yeah, well, just a lot of the music just doesn't age well, I feel like, because they were kind of like hair metal and, you know, all this stuff from that era. Like, they still got like three good songs or whatever now that people listen to, but everything else is just obscure and weird.
Yeah like me.
Chief Keef.
You just call yourself obscure and weird?
Yeah, no.
You talking about Chief Keef, Adrian?
Yeah. Well, what's Chief Keef? Enlighten me.
Chief I just want one of his, I just want one of his Trackhawks, though.
Chief Keef ate that.
Don't say the rest of it.
This is a family-friendly podcast.
It's
not a podcast at all. It's a radio show.
It is going to turn into a podcast.
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast. Once it's produced, that is a podcast. Real. Right now, it's a radio show.
For real.
Know your damn terminology.
Are you allowed to say on, damn? Ethan.
So you're allowed to say damn. I think... Bastard and ass, I think those all are fine. But like the F word and the.
You don't know if they're fine. You just said them and you're just hoping.
I said them and they were on the air, so I'm fine.
I'm sure it's fine. Like, we're all adults now.
Yeah. I think hell as well. I think hell is fine,
like,
as well.
We all know.
I think we know what words we're talking about, and you can fill in the dots, viewer. Viewer, listener, you can fill in the dots. Yeah. I'm talking to you at home. I'll be doing all right.
Fill those dots in.
I don't think there's been any implied swearing, so I don't know what either of you are talking about.
F and H, dude.
Evan H?
F and H, yeah.
F and
H. Or is it Evan H?
Cheese and
like
rice.
Like Evan G, yeah. On TikTok. Or no, what's his name?
Like Kevin G.
Kevin G, facts, Kevin G.
Sunshine boy.
I'm pretending what you said was actually words.
You don't know who Kevin G is.
He's not been going through a lot, though. He can't run. He can't walk.
He has a bone condition.
He can't go outside because he might...
Might break a bone.
He might despawn.
He might cease to exist. If you don't see him in the next 24 hours, he might cease to exist.
You know what I wonder though every day? What happened to all my silly bands, bro? Like one day I had like 800 of them.
Oh, silly bands.
And I was like, my whole arm would be blue because I was going to daycare with them silly bands on. I was like,
I used to barter and trade ones. People for silly bands.
Yeah, but then one day I think my mom was like,
single color ones.
Mom had enough of that, and then she threw them all out. I had like surfers and like,
dude, it was like
Papa Smurf and whatnot.
And you wear them on your arm too long, and then they like slowly like bulbous out.
Yeah,
and like bulbous.
I don't know about Bakugans though.
Huh?
Y'all know about Bakugans though.
I was bigger than the Bakugans, but all mine broke because they're so fragile.
I was more into Beyblades, but yeah.
I was a Bakugan scammer. Just be like, yo, this is a rare one. It's like some broken ass Pegasus. Huh. It was just like, be racking up all the Bakugans.
Yeah.
You know what's weird though? I got Beyblades as a gift from one of my friends when I was like 15. Which is kind of weird. I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna play with the Beyblades, but appreciate the yeah.
That's crazy. This no, collectible item at that.
Here's the thing. I was really into Beyblades because I watched the anime. There's like the anime that was based on Beyblades. And they got me the most bootleg Beyblades. Like they were, there's like a plastic like arena, and they weren't even like they were just like they weren't even like actual Beyblades. They were just like plastic like spheres that you just rolled on the ground.
Where did you get them from?
At Walmart. I don't know. I got it for Christmas.
Oh.
The plastic arenas were, like, normal.
No, I'm talking about the Beyblades were actually plastic themselves.
Oh, wow. But, like, yeah, and then you had, like, the little, like, finger magnet that you used to, like, control the Beyblade.
What were they selling in Brampton?
Yeah, exactly, bro. This is only in Brampton, bro.
Brampton?
Brampton's not real. So.
It's a fake place. It's like,
Virginia. Can't be saying that on this.
It's like Virginia.
We're gonna get ops.
Yeah. For speaking the truth.
I know so many people from Brampton, bro. I got no ops in Brampton.
Yeah, no. Because they don't exist, actually. They're from different places. They're actually from Mississauga. Every single person who says they're from Brampton is actually from Mississauga. And that's a fact.
Or they're from, like, East Gomelus Berry.
John Paul, if you're
John Paul's not listening.
Or they're from Grimsby.
Of course he's not. He's at the Leafs game. I love John Paul.
Yeah, we are the roommates at the Leafs game. He took my car, actually, which is crazy. I let him take my car downtown from Waterloo.
Which I still don't understand.
Is he getting it back safe?
Yeah, he better, because I know his mommy's got some money, so.
I don't know, the traffic's looking pretty bad nowadays.
He better fork up the bread.
Bro, he has hella cash. What are you talking about?
That's what I said, though.
Definitely his bank. His parents make hella money. He lives in East Gwilmosbury, bro.
That's still facts. I've seen this. I've actually been to his house several times. I actually cut the grass right next to where he used to live, because I cut the grass for the city of Aurora, so.
I cut his grass once.
Whose grass?
JP's. It was a favor.
It was a request, actually. I was
driving by in the summer, doing my scouting. That's pretty usual.
How did you know him in the summer?
I have my ways. Dominic was the first one, though.
Yeah, I was the first one. I loved every moment of it.
Never mind. You love getting stalked by Adrian?
Yep. He shone a laser pointer, and it was shone directly on my forehead, and I was like, I know he's here.
Let me tell you, though, being, like, realistic here. Before you, because you were the last one to like arrive at our building, like in the apartment, and we were like so ecstatic.
Oh yeah.
And we were like, oh my gosh, Dominic's gonna be the most amazing person ever. And then
I disappointed all of you.
No, you actually didn't.
No, we all like you, Dominic. Like, it was interesting though, because we did not know what to expect from you, but we had seen your Instagram, so we were kind of like running through all the options.
Yeah, skeptical.
Skeptical. I mean, I did donate my hair, so that means I was a good person.
Yes.
I was going to donate my hair when I was in, like, because I had really long hair in grade 5, and then I got, like, a buzz cut from, like, a Great Clips near my house.
Yeah, that's the time you do it. I got it in, like, grade 8, and I got it again during COVID.
So that it's going to come back, or? Because you already got kind of nasty flow, though, no?
Yeah, you're
I kind of do, but I feel like the hair kind of weighs it down.
The lettuce is crazy.
No, it looks good, though.
It's starting to go hard. You just have a little bucky flow, and you're just like...
Do you ever play hockey?
I played the video game once.
The video game once?
I played... I played the video game once.
Which one?
And I smoked my cousin.
You smoked your cousin first time ever playing?
Yeah, first time ever playing, and I smoked him. Wow. And to be fair, he actually has a job, but you know what? I smoked him.
He has a job.
He has a job, and I smoked him.
Roll him up.
Yeah. He's like 25, and I smoked him.
Smoked him. Smoking on that cousin pack?
Put him in the pack.
He was crying afterwards.
You made a grown man cry by beating him in NHL. That's crazy.
Yeah,
I used to cry all the time playing Mario Kart, which I'm actually semi-professional Mario Kart Wii player.
No, don't even get me started with Mario Kart.
Yeah, that's a whole, that's telling a whole bracket.
You. My dad used to beat me, though, when he was, like, obviously he was, like, in his mid-30s, and I was, like, eight, and so I couldn't handle when he beat me, and I was breaking Wii controllers out on the wall.
That Wii controller was embedded in your TV.
He used to yell at me every time, though, and he'd laugh for, like, 10 minutes, because he thought it was so funny, and then he'd yell at me. So it was actually never cool, because I went from being embarrassed to getting yelled at.
I was one of those Mario Kart speedrunners. I was like, actually, I think I was kind of gross at one point. That's all I did.
Which game?
But this was like when I was like old. This wasn't like back in
2009
2009 where you had like the whole Wii setup in your basement. And you're just like grinding Mario Kart. Like this is like afterwards with the Wii U and all that.
Yeah.
Was it Mario Kart 7 then? Or what game was it?
It was on a Switch.
Was it you? You were good at Mario Kart on the Switch then.
Yeah.
It was Mario Kart 8. Deluxe, yeah.
Okay. It wasn't the real Wii. But I was so gross out. I was speed run at that point. Just sat inside, played Mario Kart all day.
Didn't go outside at all during the summer.
But I was still gross when I was a kid. Like I would just cook up. They put me against the adults, and I'd still
cook them.
Yeah. They were like more there than me. Yeah. This is like when I was four.
You're playing.
No more prison.
You're playing Mario Kart on the Switch.
I think it was like when I was three, four. Though, personally, they gave me no. This is a Wii controller. They gave me a Wii controller.
The story is very confusing. I'm not gonna lie.
Cooking up. With the little baby hands.
Hey, you were able to get in that controller with your baby hands.
I swear.
Do you still have baby hands?
Okay. There's people saying you have baby hands, Adrian. You have to defeat these allegations right now.
I don't have baby hands.
How big are your hands? Only compare hands.
It's like the ultimate pick me move right there, comparing hands in like grade 9. Wait. The really annoying girl. She's like, let's compare hands.
His hands feel so nice.
Yeah.
Smooth.
And the next thing you know, she's doing the same thing to your homeboy, and then it's like, what are we doing here?
Turning me on.
What are we doing here? Yeah.
She's comparing hands with every single dude in the 9th grade drama class. She's not even about it, too.
For the streets. That's how you know. You just go up.
Yeah, exactly.
Where's my hug at?
You look like you did that, though. You look like you did.
I feel like everyone did that at some
point.
My whole school did that. Like we were just like everyone
threw it to each other.
Like grade 9, get out of school at the front of the school.
You just post there for like 15 minutes.
Grade 9, like hey. It's just like.
And the show off began.
Silly.
Dueled the hands. Just.
It's like, can you just remember high school before COVID? Just like.
It was only like half a year. It wasn't even that. It was like 4 months.
Some of the grade 12 compared to like when we were in grade 12 is like insane. Like I just remember there was like,
grown ass men.
Yeah. But you see in JP in high school though, that dude looks like he was.
Listen, JP did.
JP look.
He's got a beard, but like.
Yeah, no, but he looked like he was like in his like mid 30s when he was in grade 12.
Sure. Yeah, real. Okay. Possibly. If he's taller,
you're not selling Adrian.
I think so.
But it's like, it's not about height, though. It's just like, he's like a.
But he's got to grow into it. He'll still grow taller and he'll look more.
More what?
Older. That's how people still grow. You still grow into, like, your body. You still grow bigger.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think that they are obsessed with JP right now. I think they are. They.
Well, I just can't stop thinking about JP because he took my car to downtown. And if anything happens to my car. He would beat me in a fight, but I don't care. I'll go down.
The reason, you just care about him so much, and that's why you gave him your car in the first place.
No, I just know that his mom will be very generous, and she'll give me a new car. Which, I mean, I'm trying to get an M3, so let's just work out a little trade.
You're trying to upgrade right now.
Scat pack.
Yeah. A little scat pack, bro.
Okay, I was just, whatever. Be like that, then.
Okay.
Bought.
Whatever.
What does Rode mean?
That's the company that they bought these microphones from. They're big. They're big. With the podcast industry, fantastic.
Always setting me up, man. I can't do it, though. Can't come down with a hammer.
For the audio listeners at home, he is flaying his arms right now and sticking his tongue out.
Yeah. They don't know what I look like, though, so it's like, it's tough, because I am 6'4", I promise.
Yep. In your dreams, buddy.
It's also black.
Wow, Dominic, low blow.
Sorry, I just like poking at people's insecurities. It's a fantastic.
That is a crazy thing to say, bro. That is a crazy thing to say.
I just love bringing people down to my level. Because I'm already, like, disheveled as a human being.
Based off what?
based on you want to know the reason why I stick in my room for like 17 hours? Yes.
Because you're disheveled?
I'm disheveled. I'm like, grotesque.
Well, you gotta.
The things I do in my room are deplorable.
What is with all this self-deprecation here? I don't actually want you to elaborate on any of that.
I'm a goblin.
You're a goblin.
Let's keep these words a little family friendly.
Yeah, he's going goblin mode in his bedroom. Let's just not elaborate.
I'm bouncing
on that.
Off the walls. I'm ripping up the furniture, and I get new furniture every single time I open my door.
How do you get new furniture if you're going goblin mode all the time?
Because I jump out my window and I steal it from the nearest IKEA.
What is the nearest IKEA?
I don't know.
You know what the method is? Facebook Marketplace.
Exactly. That's why we got that.
Find out where they live.
Are we allowed to say that? Because that's actually not, like...
Allegedly.
Allegedly there's been rumors swirling around.
Swirling around that we have a couch. And we don't have a couch, but allegedly if we did, hypothetically...
We're not allowed to have a couch, because the rules state that we're not allowed any large furniture. And why would we bring a couch
allegedly
in?
Fit it in.
How would we get a couch in anyway? How would we get it from some random dude's house to our
up
apartment?
Up 9 floors. Too.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what are we
walking
doing?
Up the stairs?
Carrying a couch up 9 flights of stairs? Like, what is this?
What is this nonsense? I think we're Superman or something. We wouldn't break the rules at all.
Yeah, no. That makes no sense.
Man or something.
Huh?
Okay, that's enough.
Let's break it up. I think that JP needs to return your car safe and sound. And if he doesn't, I'll have a word with him.
Dominic, don't have a word with JP, because he's actually a very angry person, and he's already gotten into several conflicts on campus because he's
angry.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I actually don't know if he's listening right now. I hope his sister's listening.
It was the time of the volleyball match, and then, what was the other time?
No, it was another time. Oh, there was at the Steve Aoki concert?
Steve Aoki
concert. What's happening to your staff?
I heard people were wild at the Steve Aoki concert, and that's where most people got sick, so...
I was sick right after that.
Well, yeah, I heard
everyone
like
was sick after
eight
that.
People got shot.
What?
Like,
this is what I heard.
Heard from who?
Guy. I know a guy. Who knows a guy? Knows a guy. Knows a guy.
Who knows a guy?
Who heard from a guy? Who heard from another guy?
What is your relationship?
It gets around, but I don't think it's true. I never said it. It's true. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
The rumor. And I was repeating it. Seeing what you guys
thought,
starting conversations here. Why being so questioning?
Well, dude, I'm just trying to get some elaboration from you, that's all.
Okay, well, you have your elaboration. Continue the conversation now.
Yeah. How about you do that, Ethan?
Yeah.
But I continue the conversation? Yeah. Favorite character from Yo Gabba Gabba.
Oh, I love...
See, I don't know any names.
The green guy.
The green cactus, yeah, obviously.
The green cactus is... I had a plushie of him. That was... Love that guy.
Facts.
What was a pink one?
It's like there's like a pear shaped like pink.
Pinky Winky.
And it was a Pinky Winky, bro. That's not a real name.
Oh no, that was from. Sorry, I was trying to make a video of one of these about like the terrible horror games. So one of them was what was
the
that?
Granny horror game.
Yeah, trash like sloppy horror games like you know. I wouldn't say FNAF, because FNAF's alright, but like the ones that are derivative from FNAF, like Garden of Banban and all those kind of schlocky, like put block in hole and block and like block shape hole here, you know what I'm saying? Like it's those kind of things.
I don't actually know any of what the games you're talking about. I actually have played the FNAF games, but
Five
I do
Nights
not,
at Freddy's.
I do not know what the spinoffs are. I just see them on TikTok Live though. On the TikTok Live I'm always seeing these dudes playing these games, so.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think that Twitch isn't the biggest thing anymore, and that's interesting to me. It's about TikTok Live, it's like Instagram like TV, I think it's called now. Like, they're just trying, like, these social media platforms are trying to, like, conglomerize everything that other social media platforms are doing. Like, once TikTok came out, like, people were, like, YouTube and other conglomerates were, like,
Instagram,
trying to scramble.
Instagram, Snapchat, they all
got
the
same
features.
And get all those, like, short-form, like, scrolling content, you know? That kind of stuff.
Just weak, man. There's no innovation anymore. I might have to intervene.
Copying other people's homework! What are we doing here? You know?
What are we doing
on this earth trying to feed into these people's hands? They're offering us birdseed, and we're the little chickadees that are feeding off their little hands, their palms. You know what I'm saying?
Who are said people, though? Who are the people feeding us the birdseed?
The big social media. Big
See,
tech.
Right,
big
right.
pharma.
Big pharma. Yep.
Rainbow Six Siege.
Yep.
Big trampoline parks. Ever been to Sky Zone?
If you know. They've been stealing money from us too.
What that mean?
What are you talking about?
I want to break into a trampoline park at 1 a.m.
I guess I don't
know. And they don't let me. They never did.
Have you tried to sneak into a trampoline park? Or
yeah, like I tried to jump on a big trampoline and jump through the window.
Like I was like Scooby-Doo or something
Thoughts
like that?
Thoughts on LeBron. Thoughts on LeBron. I want to hear.
My thoughts on LeBron? Yeah. He's unequivocally the GOAT. I don't care.
Unequivocally
he's the GOAT. Only person I know from football.
He is not a football player. LeBron undisputed, though. I mean, we're talking about a dude who did it till now. I mean, undisputed GOAT.
Undisputed GOAT.
What's your favorite sport, Dominic?
My favorite sport? The competitive fighting scene. No, you know what my favorite sport is?
That's a good
competitive
answer.
Competitive tag. There's like the... Oh, they have like the jungle gym.
That's not a good answer.
Like there's like the...
I've seen that.
Yeah. Those are sick.
That just looks dangerous. Though. Like I feel like you just slam on your shin into everything. And like... Yeah. I've slammed my shin into like everything you can imagine.
Run into a pole. Just
yeah.
Like
clothesline yourself on a pole.
Become a vegetable.
Ooh, yeah. And I think... Second place... Chess boxing.
I feel like you just gotta be a boxer. Like I feel like if Mike Tyson stepped in, like obviously Mike Tyson's probably not good at chess, but like if he could just survive for like 3 minutes or whatever, going as slow as possible, he could just knock out that nerd in one punch.
That's the thing, yeah. But here, that's another thing as well. I've seen people like train for 6 months and they just immediately become like goated at both. And you see like these grandmasters who are actually like getting trained in boxing now. To like play in both, it's actually pretty sick. I'm actually enjoying the sport a lot.
What grandmaster have you seen that's training boxing to do chess boxing?
What was
boxing?
Their name? I remember there was a sanctioned like women's like boxing like there's that in the whole event. There's one that was like two like female grandmasters going at it, throwing hands.
Oh,
and
Gambit and all that.
Yeah. And what? The idea of just like the big like. For that specific set, they had like a gigantic like table that like slowly fell down from the sky
like
into the boxing arena, and
like
they just like sat down and played chess for a bit, and it floated back up, and they started boxing again.
Oh, I thought it was like a table that like breaks in half, like WWE.
That'd be sick as well, but rearranging the pieces every single time would not be fun.
We should do that with a party, with a table at our party.
What party?
Party that we're gonna throw.
Yeah.
WWE party. Wow, that was super incriminating.
You just literally doxed all of us at this exact moment.
What's your social security number, Adrian?
What's your social security number? That's your phone number.
Yeah, he's not. He
you forgot a number for your phone number. That was your phone number.
It's not my phone number.
I'm pretty sure that was your phone number, dude.
You can call it if you want.
Anyway.
Get your money. That's your funny up.
Quick little interlude.
Stop using my lingo.
5-minute interlude, and we'll be back very shortly. You guys can listen to the second half, and I will turn on the volume all the way up. Thanks, listener. And we're back.
I feel like...
And we're back! Welcome back. I have my own soundboard, you know. I can do this as well.
What noises are you making?
Just laughing noises.
I can do that for you. You laugh. Come on, laugh.
This is not.
Whoops.
Oh, whoops. Nah,
I
you're
think
fine.
I should introduce myself.
Yeah, introduce. New guest arrived on the set.
Uh-huh.
They just signed the form, legally binding contract. What's your name?
My name is Alessia, and I'm very excited to be on the show.
This is their first time on live radio.
Yes, it is.
Ladles and germs.
Uh-huh.
So,
what
do you have to say about this guy right here?
I think he's not real.
I think he's outside of reality right now.
I don't really think he's standing in front of me right now. And I don't think that he drove us here because I don't even know how we got here.
It was a wall of blur, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Teleportation.
There you go.
You're all living in my world.
He's also very humble.
Yeah. I'm the main character now.
So,
I thought a good way to end it, just toss out some good old-fashioned ideas for next season. So that whenever you guys might come on next season, I might hear some of them. I don't know. Or I might just hear an archive of them. Or I might not listen to them at all. And I'll be sad. So, let's start out with a little boring one. Game engines. What do you think about game engines?
Like you mean no like Unity?
Yeah, Unity, Unreal,
Epic Games.
Stuff like that. Have no clue what game engines are.
They're basically the glue that puts games together.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, so like every single game needs to have a game engineer to run.
Okay.
So
got
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
it's cool. You could definitely talk about that, but
Mojang.
But you're saying it'd be boring, exactly.
Game studios.
I think one day you should have a little ASMR. Little relaxation podcast.
That's a fantastic idea. Yeah.
Wouldn't that also throw off your viewers, though? Or your listeners, I guess?
I don't think maybe. But maybe we can target new viewers, you know?
Yeah. Listeners. I think we should give them a little taste right now. How about you go on
okay.
the... Give them a good little ASMR right now.
Respect to the loyal customers here.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do a little ASMR.
Radio show. Listen and turn on their radios at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Tuesday. Donald, you need to get...
Can you hear that?
A little bit louder. Just a little bit louder. Here you go. There you
just
go. Yeah, that's
good. Throwing them in the dust because you
want to
reach out to a new audience.
Hello, audience. Hello there.
You want to switch up the
how you guys doing?
Okay, do you want the mic back?
You hear that?
I won't talk then.
It's Providence. I'm gonna get you.
Providence, Rhode Island.
It's Providence, Rhode Island, baby. Let's go.
Let's go.
Baba booey.
By the way, you can't re-enter once you're out. He's locked out now.
Oh.
That was
it
very
good for him.
Very wise move.
I don't know what he's gonna do out there, and I'm terrified now. But hey, so
what other ideas do you have for?
What other ideas do I have? Great point. I wrote roommate EP, and we can cross that out right now. Look at that, fantastic
roommate EP.
I think we even got even more than we had bargained for. I agree. Yeah. I think
this was very successful.
Your mom didn't like it though, so it's not.
No,
cool.
I mean she just
found it was boring. Listen,
she couldn't relate. You know,
she
what
couldn't
I mean?
Relate.
And the target audience,
because
the demographics here
teens.
are university students, not
yeah,
our
exactly.
parents, right?
What?
I think that the main target demographic for the show is nerdy teenagers.
Nerdy teenagers
who don't get outside that often.
I'm always outside, man. I'm always on the prowl.
And we're listening.
And
we tune in every single week.
I do appreciate it. Mm-hmm. But also, you being here does broaden my demographic. So you, this is like a...
Women.
Yes!
Women. Women on the show.
Yep.
Women on the show. Woman.
Woman.
Thank you.
All right. Another good idea, but boring, would be a quick study guide. How to do my notes for like...
You know what? I would
like
really
that.
Appreciate that because I always see you studying... Yeah. And I wonder how you do it.
I've never studied a day in my life, so I wouldn't
yeah.
be helpful on that.
He doesn't go by the book, I'll tell you that much. But
I've never read a book.
Here's
actually.
A little sliver of that episode. It would just be main topic point, put a bunch of swear words inside of it. Putting a bunch of swear words in your stuff really spices up your note-taking.
Yeah, that is like the second thing I learned about Dominic is that he swears in his school notes.
Yeah, because I'm not actually saying them, one. And two, it's like...
Does it just make it funner?
Exactly. It's like it's like talking
fun,
in your own voice. It's like
yeah,
yeah whatever.
I
this,
know.
This thing that like I talking about like it's like a normal thing to me. You know, it's like a thing that I am relating to as a person.
Does the next thing on your list say orangutan watch?
Yes. Hold on, let me show a little quick for you page check for my Instagram real quick.
Is it all orangutans?
Yeah. And owls and frogs.
Oh, nice. That's a good mix right there. That's a good diversity of animals.
Very nice.
What I'm saying. Because
there are three different
problem?
Species, because there's birds,
amphibians,
mammals.
Creatures. Land creatures.
They're all, well, frogs are semi-aquatic.
Problem is that my sister loves, the reason, only reason why there's frog and owl on my For You page is that my sister loves frogs and owls. So I keep, like, whenever it comes up on my page, I like it and send it to her.
And send it to her.
That is very sweet of you. I've never sent my brother anything.
How old's your sister? Is she older than you?
2 years older than me, so yeah. Mm. Third year right now.
Where'd she go?
Brock. So
nice.
Yeah,
what
she's
for?
Psychology, actually, yeah.
Wow.
Or is it? Yeah, psychology. Yeah. Brain. She's trying to get a master's, so I guess we'll see how that turns out.
Facts.
And yeah, I think that's the end of the list. I think one more thing, just like random video games. I was thinking of doing one that was like specifically targeted to like Fortnite,
Battle Royale.
Get Adrian back in here. He needs to talk about Fortnite.
Did you want to talk about Fortnite?
Want to talk about Fortnite for the last like 5 minutes? 3 minutes
on this podcast today and here today.
Yeah.
So Fortnite is a fun battle royale game. It's a fun multiplayer battle royale game that you glide into the battle bus. Battle bus, yo.
Dude, it's a flying bus.
Not only can you shoot people and run and jump and crouch, but you can also build.
What? Or you could not build with the extra filters and the extra mode added. It's crazy.
Zero build Fortnite? Zero build?
Zero build Fortnite added to Fortnite.
Real question is, what rank are you in Fortnite?
Unreal 8.
I have no time to play Fortnite. Rank.
Only real ones. I don't play Fortnite with my friends.
You should do a fashion episode, Dominic.
About what?
What, you know, fashion? What?
Your fashion.
We can give fashion advice. You know,
we'll have you back on the podcast, and we'll have other anonymous women on podcast as well. And
you know
we'll,
what?
We'll
I don't necessarily think it just needs to be women, but
I think we should get JP in here.
I think we should.
I think
fashion advice for JP.
Oh, real
for JP.
I'm sorry, JP, if you're listening, but I doubt
he
ever will listen.
We've talked right now. We've talked about him way too much on this, and he's like, he will never.
It's because he's in my car right now.
And I think that's where we'll end it for today, ladles and germs. I hope that you enjoyed our insanity. Do leave a comment. Let me know. Let me know in my DMs at Dermonic on Instagram what you think we should add to the show, because I could get as many guests as I want in here. Like, I know a bunch of people. I could get Barack Obama in here if I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
If I felt like it. I don't want to do it right now, but like if I felt like I could. But like,
I know exactly what you're doing.
Just let me a DM. Let me know. And I'll see you whenever I'll see you, because it's the season finale.
Woo!
I'm leaving!